It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome on in. It's KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us. So many things to talk about after a big weekend in college football. The NFL, of course, yesterday, and Monday Night Football right now. 13-3, Luke Falk. Step up to the plate. Former Logan High School product. Now handing the ball off to Le'Veon Bell this half for the New York Jets.
He's done good handing it off.
He's done very well. Throws have been a little bit wonky, but you know what? He hasn't had to throw it very far. But Trevor Siemian went down with what we could only perceive looked like a broken ankle. I mean, it was popped.
The Jets are probably going to trade for Taysom Hill now.
Oh, hold on. I've got his mic on this time. I don't know what's going on with whether or not why it wouldn't be on. I don't know. How is it not? It says that it's going. I don't know what to do here.
Did I break it?
No. Yeah, you did. You're like not coming. You can't hear him, right? Guest two.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, there I am. There you go. All right,
that's a terrible way to start a segment. I'm sorry.
3, 2, 1. That's what you guys do on TV, right?
Yes, we do.
3, 2. So, but Trevor Siemian's ankle's broken, right? That's what it looks like.
He walked off the field. How did he do that?
I don't know, but we watched the replay.
It didn't look good.
It looked really bad. Yeah. Miles Garrett put the full weight of Miles Garrett on that ankle, and it looked broken.
Something's wrong.
Either way, Luke Falk. Former Wazoo guy, former Logan high
I remember
guy.
Covering him in high school, and That's now funny. To see him on Monday Night Football, it's a little surreal. So good for him.
Yeah. So, Jeremiah, over the weekend, we asked people to text in what they know now about BYU and Utah. What do you know about BYU? What do you know about Utah after week three?
What I know about BYU is they're very resilient. Two overtime games, and they pulled out overtime wins against – look, I don't think Tennessee's very good. I'm not sold on USC being that good of a team either. I don't care.
I hope not.
We'll see on Friday. I don't care who the opponent was. They play these big name teams, and they were resilient, and they found a way to win these games. So I know that BYU is resilient, and I think that's something that I don't know that they win these games the last 2 years. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's a progression with the program to be able to win these kind of games. Now for Utah.
You know, just really quick on that. When we were down there doing our show at BYU, we did Unrivaled there.
Yeah.
And
we, down at fall camp,
we commented on it. There just seems to be a different feeling here, a different atmosphere. So I don't know what it is. If it's the maturity of the coach, the players, whatever it is, I agree with you that there's a new grit and resilience that's there. And it's noticeable.
Scott, did you do that on purpose? You're not supposed to say grit about a BYU team after Bronco leaves. Only he was the one to bring true grit to BYU. Okay, so after week two.
Sorry about the miscue on protocol.
No, it's fine.
I'll get back to spirit,
at some point,
honor,
BYU,
and
BYU
tradition.
Some BYU fans took that as an offensive. I can't believe you just called them gritty.
Well, what do you want me to call them?
No, I know. But it's true.
They are gritty.
Yeah, that's true. Like,
so they're Navy, gritty, and they're a physical team, too. I'll add that. I was really impressed with the play of in the trenches. The Cougars won the last two games. At the line of scrimmage,
right.
And then they got enough from their skilled players and their quarterback to make plays late to win.
What'd you get out of the Utes?
Utes are just all business. It's business as usual. Nothing crazy. I mean, they didn't blow up the scoreboard against any of these teams. Looking back on the BYU game, they didn't do anything wild and crazy, but they just controlled the game throughout. They did the same two things in the last two games. And I don't think we've really seen everything that Utah has to offer, but I think that's just part of their approach right now. They're all business, is the best way I can describe what I've seen so far from them. This Friday game, I can't wait to see them actually just let it all go. You know, the playbook, the intensity, everything right. For a conference game. Everything changes for Utah's season Friday night. It's a different season for them.
It's their biggest divisional
opponent.
This is
Utah's season.
Yeah.
Agreed.
It really
yeah.
is. It's like we talked before the season, what's the biggest game? And it's you don't win the South, you're not going to win the Pac-12 unless you beat USC. It just never happens. So,
right. And they might not even be the best. USC. They might not even be the quote-unquote best team right. in the South.
Doesn't
or
matter.
Maybe they end up struggling. You have to beat those guys.
Yes.
The road goes through them. You can say, well, your Arizona State or whomever is going to end up looking a little bit better. Don't care. USC is always going to be that power that everybody's going to look at and say, yeah, but they have the talent. They have the name. They are the class of the Pac-12 South always until proven otherwise. And so that's the deal. That Utah has a chance to really show up, blow them up at their place, which they could really do.
And they've never done, by the way.
And they've never done down there. And so it's an interesting thing for the fan base to kind of get a feel as to what this Utes team really is about. Now, we had this discussion before the show, and I want to say this too, and I think that watching Twitter blow up with, yeah, but BYU, hey, this is Ute fan talking, hey, BYU, that USC team was barely ranked, and they gifted you those three interceptions. That was the clarion call from the troll Ute fan. The troll BYU fan was, oh, now if we played Utah, now we would have a chance against the Utes. So that was the clarion call of the blue-goggled BYU fan this weekend. And both are wrong, and I will add this in the nicest way possible. Both are not very smart either, because it behooves BYU for the Utes to win out. It behooves the Utes for BYU to do as well as possible, because as good as you can look is how well – look at BYU's loss to the number 10 ranked Utes. That looks pretty good. If it's the number 4 ranked Utes at the end of the year, looks even better, because you don't want – you should be cheering for – and I know you don't want to hear this, BYU fan, because you won't do it. And Utah fan, you pretend like BYU doesn't exist and stop it. You get on Twitter and you talk about them. So stop that. But – you want both of these teams. Both need to watch the other team. They want them to. They should be cheering for them.
Are you the fan police?
Oh, you feel the same way, you little dirtbag. You know this. You know it's not smart. You should be cheering for both teams along the way.
Of course,
here.
It's smart. Yeah,
but being a fan and being smart don't always go together.
Well, they never go together.
They never.
I mean, that's
go
not
together.
Even how it ever is.
That's kind of the definition of a fan, right?
Right.
You're supposed to be. There's rational thought doesn't
See,
enter the picture
just,
when you're a fan.
I just know that when
that's
I
that's not fun.
When I get on fans, it's just not a good thing. I've just had experience with it, and it's just let the fans say what they want and be what they want, because I just had bad experiences. I just leave it at that.
Scott's been burned by the fans before. Yeah. So Jeremiah, going into this week. BYU, Washington at home, Utah, USC on the road. These are critical turning points for both of these teams this season, because you're at a place now, you're kind of playing with house money if you're BYU, because a lot of people didn't even think you'd get to the two wins after the four games against these two teams. And then with the Utes, their season's on the line going down to the Coliseum.
So, yeah, I'll start with BYU. Beating Washington, beating three Power 5 teams in a row, would say so much about the growth of the program. What it would tell me is their depth is finally getting to where it needs to be, because you need depth to be able to win these kind of games and to play this kind of schedule. To get three wins like that in a row, I don't care how good Tennessee or USC is. They've got big-time athletes at both of those schools. And then we all know who Washington is, and we know what Washington did to BYU last year. To turn around and beat them this year would show tremendous growth for the BYU program. For Utah, this is our first chance to see how good this team really is. And I want to see them go down there and just take USC to the woodshed. I think they can. You saw what BYU did against USC on the line of scrimmage. You saw what Kyrus Tonga did to their offensive line.
Right.
So Leki Fotu can't do that.
Right. Bradley and I can't get around the edge on
right.
some of these cats. Yeah.
And you look at Stanford, right, who USC handled quite well. And watch them go to UCF and not play you know, well
at all.
Blown
out again.
Stanford isn't Stanford this year.
Whoa.
We've learned that so far. That I did learn so far this
year. So now, but
I'll tell you what excites me about you. I can't get over this. Brian Thompson just really seems the wide receiver. He's wearing number 19. Doesn't mean anything. But
oh, is this the guy you sent your letter to, too?
Yes.
Oh, it's your inspirational preseason letter from one former Ute 19 to the current one.
I wasn't going to bring that up. I'm just saying, I don't think Utah's had one of these like elite level wide receivers in the Pac-12. And this guy he's bigger. He's like some of those better Pac-12 receivers, but he's got great speed, and he's a guy who's really stood out to me.
And he's just getting started.
And he's just
Jeremiah, what's going on Sports Beat tonight?
Pac-12 athletes they have now on Sports Beat. We're going to hear from the Utes. You're going to hear from the Cougars. You're going to hear from the Aggies. Got a big one against San Diego State.
This
they
weekend.
Open play, and then we'll show you how Luke Falk does on Monday Night Football.
Ah, the old Monday Night Football. That's halftime now, and it's 16-3. The Browns are up on the Jets. JJ, thanks for hanging out.
You got
man.
It.
JJ tweeted out this weekend, been a rough couple of weeks for the BYU, should go back to the Mountain West crowd.
Oh, man.
That was my favorite tweet.
I knew
the
I was going to get a lot of stuff in my mentions, and I just sat back and I watched it.
I loved it.
But it's true.
JJ knows how to tweet, man. We're going to be back. More to go. Join him on KSL 5 tonight at 10 o'clock. Right around the corner, our MVP. Stay with us.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.